Hello, my name is Amy Curran. I'm taking over from my brother-in-law today. Here with Dave and Paul.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Amy. Thanks for taking over.
It's all right.
As the key host today.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Get it. Why are you tired?
Well, you know that baby we always talked about?
Yeah.
The one that I was going to have, my son? Well, he was born. He was born about 3 weeks ago.
I know that, Paul.
So that's why we've also had a bit of a hiatus.
Yeah, I know that.
And who is he to you?
He's my nephew. His only nephew. To me.
Right.
Yes.
And Stephen, what's been going on in your world?
Stephen, what about you?
Not much. I mean, I'm chilling out, just chilling.
Business as usual?
Yep.
That's nice. Nice one. All right, we'll dive into a song. Today on the show, what have we got? We've got a quiz.
We've got movie quiz, news.
Got news with Stephen.
News from Stephen Dean. And lots of music, because we'll play for you guys.
Epic.
For Friday night.
Let's dive into it, eh? What's the first song? This is a song you picked, James. It's quite upbeat. It's called Year 3000.
I quite like this song. It's more country.
Beautiful. All right, let's do it. See you soon.
When I came home at lunchtime, I heard a funny noise.
Went out to the backyard to find out if it was one of those rocky boys.
Stood there, was my neighbor, called Peter, and a flux capacitor. He told me he lived inside a machine like the one in the film I've seen. Yeah, yeah. He said, I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but they lived underwater. As your great, great, great granddaughter, it's pretty fine, it's pretty fine.
He took me to the future in the flux thing, and I saw everything.
Boy bands, and another one, and another one, and another one.
Dreadful, a breast of women, swim around town, totally naked.
We drove around in a time machine like the one in the film I see. Yeah.
To the year 3000, this song had gone mostly platinum. Everybody bought a 7,000. It had had so much.
Busted from Year 1000.
That's a cool song. Nice upbeat way to start the show.
Yeah.
We've had a bit of a hiatus, obviously, so I guess welcome back, everyone.
Yeah.
As planned. I guess you can call that paternity leave on my behalf. But, yeah, little baby. What's your vibe? You like him?
Well, he's my nephew. I'm the aunt now.
We'll have to bring him in so Stephen and Steph can meet him as well.
Yeah.
At some point.
But he listens to me, so.
Does he? Well, that's good. He doesn't listen to me.
I don't have to quiet a whole night to make you up. That's me.
Shall we dive into this quiz?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. There's quite a few questions. Some, I might skip over a couple because they just look like, I can't even read half the words. I guess it's just interesting movies it's talking about. Let's dive into, which animated film based on the works of Dav Pilkey features a villain named Professor Poopy Pants?
Okay.
See what I mean? Is it Captain Underpants? Is it Arthur Christmas? Hotel Transylvania or The Boss Baby? Now, I must admit, I've only heard of one of these films.
Captain Underpants.
Okay, Stephen?
Could be The Boss Baby.
Could be the best anyone I've heard of. What are we doing?
Please be The Boss Baby.
Okay. Captain Underpants.
Oh.
That's one day, but that's all right, Stephen. You're good at catching up on these. You usually start shining up for a couple of questions, so let's see how we go. In which animated film do Alex, Marty, Melman and Gloria long to leave their zoo life to live in the jungle? Ringing any bells?
Yeah.
The Road to El Dorado, Osmosis Jones, Madagascar or Home?
Madagascar.
Okay. Yes. Here's to you. And it's got a little emoji of glasses clinking together.
Oh, like Madagascar.
I don't think I've even seen it.
Well, you should watch it.
Well, now I've got a son, I need to start stepping up my movie intake.
He's going
to
watch it with me.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be his Disney Sherpa.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, next question. Which 2017 animated film features a flower-loving pacifist bull who refuses to participate in bullfighting? All right, bit of a handful. Oops, had a drink spillage in the studio. That's all right. It's just on a rug. Okay. Ferdinand? Yeah, that'll be right. Ferdinand, Shrek, Curious George, or Open Season?
Shrek.
Okay, what's your guess there, Stephen? Do you want the answers again?
Ferdinand.
All right. Ooh, okay, we're going to find out. It was Ferdinand. See what I mean? All right, here we go.
I thought I was right.
So you guys are tying.
I guess. I just knew. I had a bit of a hunch.
You've got one each correct by my count, and you've also got one.
I never seen
together.
That movie, but one day I will. You never know.
All right, well, great guess then. All right. Complete the title of animated film, The Brave Little Toaster to the what? The Brave Little Toaster to the Rescue? The Brave Little Toaster to the Chef? The Brave Little Toaster to the End, or The Brave Little Toaster to the Table?
To the Table.
Okay.
Table.
Okay. The Brave Little Toaster to the Table? Oh, to the Rescue.
Ah.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Don't worry, you guys are still tying. Right. Mary Poppins Returns.
Oh, I love this movie. So
what does Mary Poppins use to help her fly? Is it an umbrella? Is it magic shoes? Is it wings? Or is it a hat?
Umbrella.
Okay, Stephen.
Umbrella.
Oh, you guys seem pretty sure on this one. I think I have to agree. That is correct. Way to go,
I didn't even know he used to watch that with me.
Yeah, definitely. That's a staple.
I'm awesome at this.
You're going really well. All right, so which animated film is about the adventures of a number of pets who live in Manhattan apartment building, which is Manhattan's New York? So,
I love New York.
This film is about a bunch of pets living in a building in New York. Is it The Land Before Time, 8 Crazy Nights, The Secret Life of Pets, or Despicable Me? Stephen.
The Secret Life of Pets.
Oh, I think it might be.
Same.
Okay. All right, way to go. Correct. You guys are doing amazing, and you're both tied still.
Well, that's good to be tied.
It's great to be tied, but let's see if we can get a winner. All right, here we go. Hiccup, Astrid, and Toothless are characters in which animated film? Robots, Rio, Kung Fu Panda, or How to Train Your Dragon?
Kung Fu Panda.
Okay. Amy's guess is Kung Fu Panda. Stephen?
How to Train Your Dragon.
Ooh, here we go. How to Train Your Dragon is correct. Stephen is out in front. All right, well done.
I've seen that movie before, have you?
No, I haven't. Once again, I need to brush up on my movies. Okay. Which of these cities is in the animated film The Incredibles? Is Is it Oto Island? Is it Night City? Is it Neutropolis? Or is it Odyssey? So which city out of those four is in the movie The Incredibles? Might have to be a guess. So I'll read the answers one more time. Oto Island, Night City, Neutropolis, or Odyssey?
Oto Island.
Okay. Amy's guess is Oto Island, Stephen.
Night City.
All right, I can feel the tension. Drum roll, please. It was actually Neutropolis.
Okay.
All right, Stephen, you're out in front by one still.
What
Amy, will you catch up? Let's see.
I'll try.
You're only one behind, so
I'm pretty awesome.
Anything could happen here. What is the 2011 animated film about the Montagues and Capulets and garden gnomes?
Where's this at, Phil?
Is it? I can't even read this. Frankowini, Rio, Cars 2, or Gnomeo and Juliet? And I said that correct, folks. Gnomeo and Juliet.
I think I said Cars 2.
Cars 2, all right. Stephen?
Gnomeo and Juliet.
Okay. Correct. Stephen is out in front by two. Wow, good guess. Okay, what type of animal is Baloo in Disney's The Jungle Book?
Ah!
All right. Stephen, have you seen this film, The Jungle Book?
No, not really.
All right, so what type of animal is Baloo in this film? Is he or she a bear, an elephant, a reindeer, or a fox?
A bear.
Stephen?
An elephant.
Ooh, okay.
Winner, Steve?
Bear is correct. You're catching up, Amy. Stephen is ahead by only one. All right. In the Lego Movie 2, the second part, the visiting aliens come from what planet? Is it Mindstorm, Mega Brick, Bricks, or Duplo?
Duplo.
Stephen?
Lego Bricks.
All right. It was Duplo. So you guys are now tied. Well done, Amy. Rock on, it says. Second to last question. Who is a mysterious supervillain in Incredibles 2? Okay, is it Scarlet Overkill, Felonious Gru, Screenslaver, or Elastigirl?
Elastigirl. What's that?
Stu?
Felonious Gru.
Felonious my mind?
Yeah. You can. Before I hit the button, you can change it all you like.
Yeah. What's the tough one?
Elastigirl, Scarlet Overkill.
Overkill, I think.
Okay, and Stephen's going for Felonious Gru. Wow, it was actually Screenslaver.
Ah.
So close, it says. So you guys are tied. So this question is for the winner. Who will be the winner of this great quiz? All right. And in which Disney film can you find the Cheshire Cat, the Mad Hatter, and the Queen of Hearts? Is it Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, The Rescuers, or Lady and the Tramp?
Lady and the Tramp.
Stephen?
Alice in Wonderland.
All right, and for the winner of this great quiz on this Friday, it is Stephen! Alice in Wonderland. Stephen wins by 1 point. You both did extremely well. Congrats.
Alex win, so.
You let him win, did you?
Well,
what a great friend you are, Amy.
Yeah.
I must admit. Well, anyway, congratulations, Stephen. You win a Pepsi Max from Amy.
Okay.
For me, I'm in my room.
All right, let's dive into a song, Ames. Back over to you. What song do you want to play out of this list?
I want to play Lone Star from Norah Jones.
Stephen, is that all good with you?
Yes.
Let's hit it. Lone Star by Norah Jones. Oh, it's a nice little peaceful song, this one.
Yeah, with mine, that's like, it's more like, let's say.
All right, Stephen, do you want to throw it out to the people? This is Lone Star.
This is Lone Star.
All right, and it's by Norah Jones.
On Speakeasy Them. Where it's nice to be chilled out. I'm feeling chilled out today.
Out tonight, this feeling I'm trying to find. It's dark and I think that would give anything for you.
to shine down on me. How far you are, I just don't know the distance I'm willing to go. Pick up a stone that I cast to the sky, hoping for some kind of sign.
Jones. It is indeed. That was a nice peaceful song. It reminded me of being in a cafe on a snowy day.
Yeah.
Stephen, do you like chill music or do you like upbeat music?
I like chill music too.
Yeah, chill music's great. Especially lately. All right, a few more songs coming up. A little bit of a mix, actually. We've got some John Mayer in there. We've got Rod Stewart. Stephen, any songs that you want to play this week? Are you happy to go with the flow? It's up to you.
Okay, yeah.
What you up to? I mean, what do you want to hear? Anything in particular?
Yeah. There's a Hole in the World Tonight by the Eagles.
Oh, okay.
Now, don't ask me why. I just like it.
There's a hole in the world. Okay.
That's a catchy song, though. This request is a nice request.
All right, there's a hole in the world, and this is by Eagles. All right, cool.
And this request is for Stephanie.
All right, dedicating a song to your sister, that's awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Do you want to throw it out there?
Yeah. This is Hole in the World Tonight by the Eagles.
Tonight, there's a cloud of fear and sorrow. There's a yeah.
There's a hole in the world tonight.
Eagles from Hollow Nights, and this is actually from Stephen.
Nice song pick there, Stephen. Thank you. Right. What have we got coming up, Ames?
We've got a news from Paul and Steve.
Stephen, what is in the news this week? I know we talked about it earlier.
Tim Fire.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
This one. I mean, by now I think a lot of our listeners would have heard about this because it's been in the news for a wee while, but it's amazing the twists and turns that are coming out with the story. So apparently it was treated as suspicious from the word go, you know, from the moment that the fireman put it out. It's since come out that it's convicted arsonist, so he's been done for arson before, which wouldn't help, because if you are lighting a fire, or if you are suspected for lighting a fire and you already have, you've already been convicted for arson, they're probably going to want to talk to you. So it says here, a convicted arsonist who lives in Wellington's Loafers Lodge says he had an uneasy feeling when it came across a couch fire started in the hours before this fatal blaze. Raymond Lauder, 57 years old, was in no doubt police at one stage considered him a suspect, but he claimed he discovered the fire and ran to alert residents and get clear of the building. That's a good sign. Mm. I'm sorry, we'll pause for the phone here.
Yeah.
Okay, pausing.
Hello? Don't worry about that, I'm doing a radio. No, you caught me like 3 times.
Alright. Alright, quick intermission from Amy's dad there.
Yeah.
That's all right, that's cool. So, it's interesting. Well, it's good news that he tried to get people out, because it proves that he didn't want people to get hurt. But they did, so that's not very good. Stephen, what are your thoughts on all this?
I think he should go to jail.
I don't think he should get away or something like that. Yeah, it's probably a good start.
Do not light a fire.
Wonder why. Yeah, I wouldn't put too much credit in his.
If you're gonna light a fire, it's not very smart. So,
not when everyone's sleeping too, because smoke makes you sleep more, right? And if people are used to the inhalation, right? And then if fire alarms in that building go off all the time, and people aren't, you know, people are just like, oh, it's just another fire, it's another false alarm, literally, then they just go back to sleep. So whatever his little plan was, obviously went south.
No.
Yeah, no.
I couldn't imagine he's there.
And well, it's everyone on the top floor, because Yeah.
And then somehow, something had gone, so there was like a little fire.
Yeah. So can you imagine the whole top floor of a hostel? Yeah.
And we came in and we're like, Stephen, and he's like, what? He's just like, Wow.
Stephen, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're here with us, though. That's crazy.
So I thought you were cooking dinner.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it, though. I mean, if it feels like business as usual, people aren't going to panic, you know, like they should, you know, with fire. That's the other thing. It is, and, oh, man.
And do not burn the couch fire.
No, the couch is going to go up quickly too, right? And it says also a man was arrested and charged with 2 counts of arson. What are there? How are there 2? That's interesting. Maybe one was different intent or something.
Maybe he's got a twin.
Yeah. Very good. On Thursday afternoon, he was arrested, which is it's crazy. Police said later that night. So more charges may follow in relation to the deaths. Police say they were not looking for anyone else, so they're pretty sure it was this guy. That is very upsetting. Amy, what do you think about that?
Well, it's quite bad.
It's not good, is it? And it says here, too, that apparently this guy, the guy who's been charged, has lived in the Loafers Lodge in Wellington since March. So he's been there for a couple of months.
I think he'll get kicked out, probably.
Now, you know, it's still allegedly because he hasn't been charged. We must be fair there. But why would he do that? Any guesses as to why someone would do that?
I think he might be quite ill.
I think that would be the most likely one. It could be to do with insurance, which I doubt if he didn't have any actual, you know, stakes other than living there. I mean, why would you want to burn your own house down? But
I'm feeling a bit sick.
It has to be something to do with that, huh? And or maybe, who knows, revenge? I mean, he's been living there for 2 months.
Maybe he's got some anger in his stomach.
I think you're right on all of those counts there, Stephen. And
we don't know that for sure, but hopefully one day we'll find out.
Yeah. Far out. So the louder, this suspect says at 11 p.m. on Monday he heard a fire alarm going off in the building. Lauda said alarms went off regularly and were mostly ignored. But this night, something made him uneasy. I had a look at the couch, and as soon as I saw it, I knew. I thought, nah, this ain't done. Someone's trying to burn the place down. I'm not going to sleep tonight. Hang on, so let me go back on that, because, yeah, Raymond Lauda, so I'm just going to go back on the story, because full disclosure, folks, I've had 2 hours sleep. Raymond Lauda, 57 years old, was in no doubt police at one stage considered him a suspect, but he claimed he discovered the fire and ran to alert residents. So it wasn't Lauda. Sorry, Raymond Lauda, it wasn't you. I'm just reading this wrong because I'm an idiot today. A man was arrested and charged with 2 counts of arson on Thursday, so they haven't released his name. Sorry, didn't mean to defame you there, Raymond. Crazy.
He's missed the library.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's a informant. So, wow, that's absolutely bizarre. Is there any...
I didn't know he lived in the hostel.
Yeah, so Raymond, he had lived there for 2 months and, yeah, now he's without a home. Crazy. And another angle on this one, it says here, a man arrested, so let's see what it says here. Da-da-da-da. The man arrested by Wellington police in relation to the devastating fire at Loafers Lodge will appear in the Wellington court on Friday morning, which is actually this morning. So as we're talking about this alleged arsonist, he is going before the judge.
I wonder how he'll be getting on today.
Yeah, well, I wonder how he pleads, right? If he pleads not guilty, then we've got a case on our hands. If he pleads guilty, then no doubt.
I think he must be guilty, hopefully.
Yeah,
we'll find out tonight.
Will he feel guilty? That's the big test, right?
Probably not.
If like you say, if he's a bit ill.
Well, he may not be ill, we don't know.
He may not be, maybe he's just malicious, but Wellington police confirmed on Thursday officers arrested a man in relation, I said that before, sorry folks, to the fire that killed at least 6 people on Monday night. I think it's about 11 now, isn't it?
I think he'll plead guilty. I'm hoping.
We'll check in next week and see how he pleaded. I'm sure that the rest of the country will know by then as well.
I'll watch the developments there we got on.
Yeah. Crazy. And then in more joyous news, sorry, it's a bit more this week's folks, but this is how it is. Police arrested 2 men after an Auckland road rage incident where a teen was shot. So,
not very nice.
Not good. And you've seen guns, eh, creep into New Zealand. I mean, I was used to it in America, but not really here. I know there are guns around, but not out in public like that.
People just need to tone that down, and we do not offer violence here.
No, we have a zero tolerance on that, don't we?
So we should play the police a song.
All right, let's do that. That was the news of Stephen. Thanks, Stephen.
Play for them.
What should we play?
Always look on the bright side of life for the police.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's cheer this. Let's cheer this up a bit. Sorry about the morbid news there, folks. Always look on the bright. There it is.
Always look on the bright side of life.
By Monty Python. Yeah, well, it's in the Monty Python.
Pretty soon, yeah.
All right, we'll do a bathroom break as well whilst we play the song. See you soon, folks.
Things in life are bad.
Big as ever.
They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your seat, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Records available in the foyer. Someone's got to live as well, you know. All right, it's a lot. Let's get this place on there. Change this man within 3 weeks. You think Clay's bought this rubber? Never make the money back, you know. I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
All right, time for one more song. Then when we come back, Stephen will be back in the room and we'll dive into... Ames, what's it going to be?
A quiz about you.
A quiz about me. All right, let's do that. Let's dive into New Light by John Mayer.
In the friend zone, we talking. that's running through my veins for you. What do I do with all this? What do I do with all this love that's running through my veins for you? What do I do with all this? What do I do with all this?
We're back on Let's Pick a CFM, and I thought what song was playing?
That was by John Mayer. It's called New Lights.
New Lights by John.
Yeah, John Mayer. Nice one. What do we got next, James?
Well, I'm doing a baby quiz to Paul about my nephew.
Okay. Go for it.
So what's Noah crying about?
He's hungry. He's either hungry or he needs guessing or he's cold or too warm.
Okay.
It's all very basic at this age.
What no one needs himself?
He needs comfort, sleep and food.
Who looks after him?
Me and his mum, Lizzie. Do you know Lizzie?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my sister.
All right. You must know her then. Okay, good.
Who's Noah's family?
Well, he's got lots of family. He's got the McCollums, you guys, and he's got the Bucktons, all of my side of the family.
Yeah.
He's got cousins, he's got uncles, aunties, grandmas, great-grandmas, granddads.
Who's the only auntie?
Well, the only biological auntie, Amy.
Yeah.
It was you.
I know. You're a bit.
That's great. Steph, can I just get you to pull Stephen's microphone?
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Oh, that's
a
microphone.
Yeah, no, that's good. And then we can... Stephen, do you have any questions?
No.
I'll wait till he's got his mic. Okie dokie. Amy, any more questions?
What colour clothes Noah wears?
These are good questions. He likes his one-piece little warm things, but he likes them with zips because he doesn't like the little button ones, neither do we, because they take about 3 minutes to zip up, to button up. He just goes zip.
Or is he being like a wimp?
He's being a wimp, yeah. That's his job. He's a wimp. He's a wimp because he's 2 weeks old, 3 weeks old.
Is he filling out so much now?
3 weeks on Sunday.
Okay.
So he's nearly 3 weeks old, yeah. He's little, so tiny.
I know that.
Do you? Oh, yeah, you see him?
Yeah.
That's right, you met him.
You're my neighbour.
I'm having you on. All right, let's dive into a song. And you want to dedicate a song to him, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
All right, what's that?
Well, this is always more me and Noah ago. He got close up with me.
All right. It's by Randy Newman.
Yeah.
Part of the movie Toy Story. You've got a friend in
me.
All right, nice.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble. And anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe. Years go by, a friendship will never die. You're gonna seek its, I guess, underneath
you got a friend in me.